Yep.
That was so lame. That was so lame.
The yep?
Yes.
Sorry.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
January 4th.
My son's birthday.
Yay. Ding. Ah.
Are you going to be my sound effects person today?
No, so you just didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, you realize how early it is? It's a little slow going today. Today is my son's birthday.
Today will be over before you know it.
Yep.
And he's 7?
It's just yesterday I was taking him home from the hospital. Yeah, 7 years old today.
Dang.
Yeah.
Today is so life-changing.
It is.
For a 7-year-old.
It really is. Yeah, he looks like, I don't know, he looks like he's 12 now. He got his hair cut yesterday because he, in pure 6-year-old fashion. Now he's 7, so 7-year-olds don't do stuff like this. But when he was 6, so long ago last week,
oh no.
He decided, yeah, that he wanted to cut his hair because his bangs were in his face and he's not Justin Bieber. He's not going to flip that crap to the side. True story. Bangs were in his way.
Cut them.
He was like, I'm playing football and I can't see. And I keep... I'm trying to throw the football and it's bugging me. BRB.
And just cut them. Probably okay, with like cool. little scissors too.
Now they're like... not. Yeah. Yeah. Those like really plasticky. Yeah. Yep. Cut his own hair.
So today... He is with a new do.
New do. Hey. He looks scary, dude.
Scary?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they didn't have to shave it, but they just about did, and he's already like pretty butch, like tough.
So he doesn't
looking,
have
like,
hair anymore.
He kind of does.
This is gonna be weird.
It's pretty short.
Because I'm used to him having hair.
Yeah. He's got the Timberlake. You know what I mean? Like when it was cool. Like it's very short, and he's like stocky. Like
and his hair's super curly now.
Sup?
Just kidding.
No,
because Timberlake's hair is really curly. No,
got that. Thanks. It is Friday. It's finally here. I'm excited to report that Sam Swan will be coming in.
Woo!
That's right.
Oh, awkward.
No,
awkward.
Sam Swan. He's coming back. He hasn't been in a few weeks.
He's bringing himself back.
What?
Because I don't want to sing the real lyrics.
Yeah. Well, his last name's Swan.
Bringing Swan back.
Or Swanee. You know, and call him Swanee. So the song makes sense. We're bringing Swanee back. At 7 yeah. o'clock, he will be in studio. I got a few things. I don't know which question to ask him. You know, we always try and hit him up with the solid.
Something.
I've got a couple. Ow.
Okay.
Just hit my ear.
How's your day so far?
On the microphone. You know, if I'm being honest, no, that's all right.
It's good.
It's okay.
So you're not being honest.
Here's what you are being honest. The difficult part is in the mornings now, there's a baby, dude. There's a little. So I gotta be. Shh, 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 shh. So I gotta be quiet.
Okay.
Gotta be really quiet. Trying to get ready for work.
And you can't turn on lights?
Yeah, no.
So you have to use your phone.
You have to turn the light off. And then web cameras, this is how it is. Okay. So the light's off. And then I use my cell phone. This morning, I forgot that if I don't unlock it, that it like turns off every 8 seconds. So the sock drawer was a nightmare. So then I'm like digging around, and then inevitably, ow! Oh, sorry. Ow! 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 I hit my knee on the edge of the bed. And so yeah, it was one of those mornings.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Dude, it's awful trying to, like, navigate your way around.
Oh, I know, because I'm in the same position.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. No, you're not.
I don't have a baby.
Because, okay, I'm going to be completely honest. Pre-baby, I'd flip the bathroom light on and, like, at least crack the door so I had, like, this Indiana Jones, like, ray of light pouring in a little bit so I could kind of see.
Yeah.
But now there's a baby who's, like, right in line of sight of the bathroom line.
Ooh.
So it's black. So you just have Kelly. He'll go right back to sleep. He's a dude.
But not before he wakes up, except he's not waking up. It's just in his sleep. He says, turn off the light. What are you doing? I'm sleeping.
I'm getting ready for work. That's what you do.
And then it turns into this big brawl because then he wakes up and he doesn't know why he's mad, but he's mad.
Right. So then you grab your pillow and you put it over his face.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't say you press on it. I just said you put it over his face so that the light doesn't bug him.
Just really softly.
Just really softly. Just hold it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding, Kelly. I love you. So anyways, yeah, so that's how
Sorry about your knee.
That's okay. Dude, we have like a solid bed frame apparently because we have, it's like wood, I get like oak.
Uh-huh.
It's from Thorn Oakenshield's line of blood. Like, from Middle Earth. Oak the wood
shield.
Is like
it's a shield.
Indestructible because my knee sure is not. So yeah.
You're getting up there in age.
Dude. Things hurt more. I really am. I stub my toe and I'm like, I need a cane. Can somebody carry me to the couch? I think I broke all of my toes off.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of toes.
Yeah. So it's one of those days.
I'm sorry.
But it is Friday. It's finally here. We got a lot of fun stuff today. I had a chance to talk to Caleb yesterday from the Mixed Game Room Skate Park. Coming up next week, actually, we're going to have something very, very special kicking off here.
That's right.
On the show. So,
better send out that reminder.
Yes. Which one? Which reminder?
I'm talking about Wednesday.
Oh, I'm talking about something completely different.
See,
much happening in the new year.
We keep secrets from each other now?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, this is like, you
and
know.
You just don't tell me anything? You don't communicate?
No.
Cool, I'll leave now.
This is how friendship works.
Friendship?
Yes.
I don't call this friendship.
Okay. What do you call it?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I was just really hoping you wouldn't ask that question.
We get paid to be friends.
Ugh, I know. It's awful.
Wow.
Just kidding.
All right, so...
I'd be your friend for free, I guess.
Oh, man. So we're going to play some music now while I go contemplate leaving. yeah.
No, I can't do this without you. I'm so sorry.
No. You know, it's cool if you think it... You got this. I mean...
No, I don't.
All right, good. We got some yellow card. How's that?
Okay.
I like that.
Steve-O and Mitch?
No.
In the morning?
Static Radio!
Freaks!
I heard the voices, too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
What? I'm just... No, it's like a...
I'm sorry. I'm listening to the Beastie Boys. I can't hear you.
It's just a figure of speech of words. I was just saying what on the beat.
Wait, what?
I was saying what on the beat, and you asked me what?
Oh, I couldn't hear you. I was listening to the Beastie Boys.
Well, then, why are you even trying to talk to me?
Good morning.
Why did you even turn up my microphone?
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey, good morning.
Happy Friday, everybody. It is finally here. It is January 4th.
6:32.
The day of my son's birth.
Why are you so upset about that?
I'm excited about that. It's just crazy. I'm reflective today. Aww. I'm in a reflective mood. I read this article and it made me freak out. And then I got sad thinking about how this could be me someday soon.
What does that mean?
A teenager allegedly drugged her parents...
Oh my gosh, this is not starting out good.
So that she could get on the internet. And so because of that, I'm thinking kids are a bad idea. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. That's the conclusion you came to after reading this story?
No, it's just, you know, kids grow up so fast. First they, you know, start off and they're pooping and you have to change their diapers and then they want to play video games. The next thing you know, they're drugging you so they could get on the internet.
Well.
So, you know.
It's a life. C'est la vie.
How crazy is this? Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And I feel a little scared for her.
Yeah.
And her future.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try and talk to her. On the phone.
The teenager?
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking
so
she doesn't.
What were you thinking?
I'm hoping she's grounded. From, like, you know, such things.
Did the parents wake up?
The world. Yes?
You don't even know.
I pressed the wrong button on my iPad and I can't find it now. Stupid.
This is dumb. No wonder you're not telling me any more information. Oh, yeah, she drugged him. The end.
She drugged him and then... Wait, my thumb hit the wrong button. I don't know where the story went. It was on Yahoo.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Yahoo.
Hey, there you go.
Clip of knowledge.
Yeah. Oh, so.
Okay. Well, now that nothing is going on. Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm sorry.
Was it in this part?
Here we go.
Okay,
I found it.
Found it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so
live radio, everybody.
What's going on?
So according to ABC News that I found on Fox, I mean
Yahoo. Oh my gosh.
California teenager, she was mad because her parents implemented some crazy internet rules on her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you can only be on the internet 12 hours a day. I'm just kidding. I don't know what they were. So she's being accused of drugging their milkshakes.
Oh my gosh.
In order to put them to sleep. I'm not laughing at this. I'm really not. It's so not funny. Oh, it's not hilarious at all. Quote, the daughter didn't think it was a good idea, the police lieutenant said, about her parents' rules.
Right.
So.
I understand her being upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
She drugged them.
According to the lieutenant, her daughter was allowed to have access to any wireless internet at home until 10 p.m. every night. And then at 10 p.m.,
done.
Internet
check out.
Down. Yeah. So on December 28th, the teen and her friend got some milkshakes for the parents and secretly put the friend's prescription sleeping meds into the drinks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They only had about a quarter of the milkshake because it tasted really funny and it had a gritty feel to it. But it was enough to affect them. They fell asleep within the hour. Yeah.
That's an intense sleeping pill.
End quote. The parents woke up around 1 a.m. feeling hangover-like symptoms of grogginess and headaches. So they just, they went back to sleep. Yet they hadn't consumed any alcohol or taken any drugs, which is just good.
Yeah.
So, the next morning, they suspected they had been drugged. Here's a weird thing.
No. How do you suspect?
I have no idea.
Like, that's weird.
You know, I have a headache this morning. I kind of feel like I've been... So apparently if we wake up groggy and like...
I've been drugged.
Yeah.
Who drugged me last night?
So what you're supposed to do, because here's what they did. They immediately went to the police station and bought $5 drug tests.
Wow.
Yeah. Quote, usually parents buy them to see if their kids are using illegal drugs, but these parents used it on themselves. They said the drug tests were positive and reported the teens to the police. Both teens were arrested on charges of willfully mingling a pharmaceutical into food and conspiracy, and were booked on New Year's Eve, actually.
Also, they could stay up a little bit later than normal.
The 15 and 16-year-old were booked.
Right.
They're 15 and 16.
Yeah. I feel like, okay. You know what? I say, good for the parents. They did the right thing. But I have to wonder how difficult that would be as a parent to turn your child into the police and give them a record.
If they drugged you, not very difficult. She drugged you. She crushed up sleeping meds and put them in a milkshake so that
I just
she
never
could go on
watch
the internet.
Movies ever again.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. I agree.
That's absolutely, yeah.
I can't imagine me going to that extent.
For the internets?
For the internets. Why not just wait until they go to sleep and then sneak up? And then get on the
Oh my gosh, who are you?
Well, that's what I did when I was 15.
Oh, wow.
I don't condone it. I'm just saying that's what I did.
I don't know. It's been fun. But that was a good show. Too bad it's over because we're fired. Because you're telling teenagers to sneak
downstairs. I don't think that's okay. I don't think it's okay.
On the internet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Good thing your husband's a youth pastor so he can in turn counsel them correctly after they're grounded because of you.
Don't worry, they're all asleep. It's only 6:30
You're just helping Kelly have a job forever.
Yeah,
so
you're
good job. There you go. High five. Glass Ocean for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Static. Hawk boy. Buffalo. True.
It is.
Good morning.
They got a crazy stutter on that. Makes me feel better about myself.
Wow. Awesome. At least you're honest.
Yeah.
Hey, so it's 2013. And you know, 2000, year 2000. That was usually like back in the 80s. That was like, ooh.
It's all going to change.
In the year
In the 80s, but not in the
90s. It's going to be massively different.
When was Back to the Future set?
I don't know. That's a good question. It was like around this time period, I thought. I thought it was like 2000.
I was just watching it not too long ago, and I was like, that's not happening. I was really upset by it. I'm going to check.
Google that. You're the slowest Googler
How dare you?
Stop. You can yell at me and type at the same time. You're a girl. Girls can pretty much yell at you and do anything else at the same time. So keep going.
I'm not talking.
Back to the Future 2.
Is it 2? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
2.
The first one, they go back to prom. Second one, they go to the future.
So Back to the Future 2.
Time. Date.
Travel date. Thank you so much.
So you're going to want to click on Back to the Future Part 2. Time travel dates.
You're not any fun.
This is taking forever.
2015.
2015! Ha ha! Huh?
I thought it was 2012.
Oh.
2015.
Okay.
That's upsetting because that means none of that's going to happen.
Yeah, so 2 years from now, flying cars, self-tying shoes, jackets that, you know.
I think they're just expecting to progress in technology as they were progressing, mm-hmm. and it's kind of slowed down a bit.
Are you ready for an announcement?
Figured out how to defy gravity. Yes.
Are you ready for this? I don't know if you're going to be able to handle this.
Okay.
All right. I feel like I need to find this music. Okay.
This just in. Toyota and Audi are throwing their hats in as a supplier of self-driving cars. According to the Wall Street Journal, both auto companies confirmed Thursday they will be demonstrating self-driving vehicles at the upcoming Consumer Electronics Show. Back to you, Mitch.
Wow, that's a piece of information there.
That is a piece of information.
I don't trust that at all.
It's in ABC News and the Wall Street Journal reported. Those are both like...
I believe it's true. Oh. I'm not going to let any car drive me anywhere.
Okay. Just take the wheel.
Jesus. Take the wheel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stever.
She doesn't use elevators or escalators either.
At all.
Ever.
Never.
And if I have to use an escalator, I walk as well. I just run up it because it can't take me anywhere.
Volkswagen on their own has one that runs on magnets.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But
really?
Where do you drive?
See, that's the thing. I don't know.
You drive where they've made magnet roads.
Yep. Which is like nowhere right now. But
yeah, your driveway.
Someday, a few years ago, I was working on a message for my church, mm-hmm. and the opening, you know, I always have that like opening story.
Yeah.
It was all about trusting God.
And then
opening, like, yeah. Hey, according to USA Today, you know, you do the little story thing.
Just like that.
There was a story in USA Today a few years ago, and California was actually working on technology for like driverless cars, magnetic cars, where you get onto the freeway, basically, and if you go into the far left lane, it was like, hey, this super highway system magnet thing that takes over your car and keeps you at like a stable speed, whatever the speed limit is. And then when, you know, you can disengage and then... But the problem they were having is drivers weren't willing to relinquish control.
No, I can't.
And so it was all, weren't willing to let go of the wheel. We weren't willing to relinquish control because they didn't trust in the system. And it was all, you know, it's a good starter story. But anyways.
It is a good starter story.
This was years ago in USA Today. So they've had this technology for a while. And now more and more companies are trying to use it. But
there's no way.
You wouldn't trust a driverless car, or like a self-driving car?
No.
505-338-3700, the phone number, by the way. We're living in the future. It's
2013. I couldn't. Could you? Could you seriously get in the driver's seat or what's supposed
to
be the
alone,
driver's seat?
Or are my kids and wife in the car?
Any situation.
If I'm by myself, I'd totally try it.
Yeah, cool.
Be
so
awesome.
If it failed, your kids grow up without a father. Awesome.
I got a mom. She's hot, dude.
Oh my gosh.
She's in a rad band. She'll be fine.
Oh.
She's really the resourceful, dependable
one
anyways.
Your mindset sucks.
What are you talking about? I would totally try that. I would try that.
Okay, fine.
I would trust in that system. Besides, if I die, come on, you know we're suing, right? You know the family's going to get $1 billion because I died in a driverless car.
So it's like you're welcome
deal? So my family's
deal,
okay.
Or?
Exactly.
Oh, my
And then
gosh.
I get to go be with the Lord.
No, because you have to sign a bunch of waivers saying your
Why
family
did you
gets
get
no-
serious on this? Oh, my gosh. I just want to know if you'd drive in a driverless car.
I would.
You were
no.
such a chick.
What?
You just took it all like, oh, okay, so you're just going to be irresponsible and let your baby mama live without you. You only have children. Like, dude, it's just a hypothetical driverless car question. Who are you? Are you feeling okay
today? It wasn't hypothetical. It was in USA Today.
Are you all right? Are you just going through something right now? Oh, like, what is wrong with you? Why are you getting all serious on me, bro?
I'm not getting serious. You're getting serious. You're the one that's taking this seriously.
505-338-3700. Toyota and Audi have announced that they are going to show off driverless cars. Self-driving cars.
I wonder if it has like even a steering wheel at all.
Well, it has to.
You don't mean? Oh, really? It has to?
Yeah.
Really?
Didn't you see iRobot? Like, you have
it's not real life.
You have to drive yourself to like the highways where the driver kicks in, where the self-driver.
Doesn't like Batman already have this deal?
These are all movies. Okay. Yes, I think so. I'm sure he does.
He has to, right?
Yeah.
Is super rich, and it's not even in this world. It's an alternate universe.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Hey.
Right there.
Thank you.
Which universe is that? Come on, Michelle.
DC.
Yes. Wow.
You taught me well. You taught me well.
I did.
Actually, your children taught me well. So
I was going to say. Nicely done.
Thanks.
So there it is. Toyota and Audi both have thrown their names into the arena of self-driving cars, and apparently they're not the only ones. So at the Consumer Electronics Show, they're going to be showing them off. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
No?
Scary.
All right, fine. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, some Unifier and a less existential Mitch, hopefully. So I wanted to sound smart.
Good job.
I don't even know what that means.
He really doesn't.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
Yep.
Good morning.
Thunder stolen. Happy Friday, everybody.
Man, now what are we going to talk about?
It is just after 7 o'clock, which means joining us in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Oh. Good morning.
Hey. Hello, my friend.
What's happening, you guys?
Oh, you know, just talking about flying cars and the awesomeness that is the future.
Oh.
Yes.
I flew here.
The far, far distance future of 2015.
Hmm. Where'd you get that? The flying
my
car.
My flying car?
Yeah.
I went to the future.
Oh.
Let's be honest, they made it in China.
They did.
They make everything. So, I mean.
Yeah.
It's okay. Microphone, China.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
everything.
Except, aren't Blu-ray players made in Japan?
Are they?
Still? Wouldn't all the...
I don't know.
Didn't that what Marty says? Doc, all the best stuff comes from Japan.
Yeah.
No wonder this stuff failed. It's made in Japan, Doc says. And he goes, Doc, all the best stuff comes from Japan.
Back to the future.
Back to the future.
So Back to the Future 2 takes place in 2015, and we were talking about flying cars and all of the greatness.
Self-tying shoes. Yeah,
and
shoes.
The jacket. I love the voice. Drying.
Do you remember, when I was a kid, I forced my mom to go to Pizza Hut a bunch because they did like a...
Yeah.
Because, when you're a kid, you don't understand like marketing and cross-promotions.
So that stuff just works.
Stuff right. Like that. So,
it works.
Unless you're my children... Because they know. Because I work in radio, so anytime they're like, oh, man, did you see what that car did? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, son, okay, you got to read the fine print. See these things? This is advertising. This sole purpose of this is to get you to want this and desire this and make you feel like you need this so that you buy their product.
Yeah, actually, I was watching a movie. I was watching a movie the other day, and somebody pulled out a bag from Bath & Body. I was like, I don't want to go there anymore. You ruined it.
Product placement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, back when I was a kid, Pizza Hut did the sunglasses.
Oh, right.
I remember
the
weird sunglasses?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had like every pair of those crazy sunglasses from Back to the Future. The like yellow ones
with the
really long eyelash things. I don't know. Yeah.
I loved Back to the Future for several reasons, but one is because in the second one, when he goes back and that shark comes and attacks him,
it's
like Jaws in Ultra 3D or whatever, which we kind of have that now.
Kind of,
But the Cubs win the World Series.
That's right.
In the Back to the Future. I can almost name every movie that the Cubs win the World Series because it's not ever going to happen in real life, maybe not in my lifetime.
No, I'm sorry.
So I'm hoping it does. So maybe 2015, maybe that's our year.
Maybe?
We're still real building.
How crazy would that be?
That would be, and they could beat a team from Florida.
Unreal. Yeah.
Because they beat a team from Florida.
Yeah.
which, you know, back then there wasn't a major league team in Florida. Now,
so
there's
now the Rays.
Two. Now the Rays.
The Rays have a good shot, yeah. usually.
Yeah. Maybe the Cubs are stressing out about this. Like, they're like, oh, crap, it's only almost 2015.
We got 2 years to get that
to
movie
win
right.
That's serious. I bet most of the guys on the Cubs are too young to even have seen the movies. They're all kids.
Yeah. I'm taking my kids through a bunch. That was like the best part of Christmas break, is going through and like, okay, guys, we're introducing you to a bunch of stuff. My wife had a say because I wanted to introduce them to Indiana Jones, which we did,
right,
and some other cool classics. And she is a Trekker, but Next Generation.
Okay.
So we've been going through, I got her the movie series for Christmas, and so we've been watching.
Of the new movies.
Of the Next Gen movies, Generations and First Contact.
Yeah, those are good.
But I hadn't seen them. I wasn't a Next Gen. I'm not a Star Trek guy.
Yeah.
And so she's kind of introducing me to it as well, and I've actually...
Did you enjoy it?
I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm even bigger nerd, because now I'm like, great. Yeah. That's on my nerd resume.
Your nerd level just went... You went 5-star nerd right there.
Yeah, because I'm like, you know, I know Star Trek. I know what you're talking about.
No, I do. Yeah.
Wow.
Just don't start wearing the costume.
Never.
And the little the communicator, you know, where you... Number one?
Yeah. I like him. Bold.
Yes.
That guy's good.
Picard is a great captain.
He's great. I'm starting to understand, because my wife loves Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Loves Patrick Stewart. Yeah. I never got
him. He's a great actor.
He's like an old guy, and he's balding, and I don't get it. Why is he supposed to be tough? You know, Captain Kirk when I was a kid was great, so now I'm kind of understanding.
And now the new movies of the Star Trek.
Seeing that's what I wanted to show my kids. Yeah. Because he said, we have to wait till we get through all the Next Gen and all the old movies.
Right, before
so they still like those.
Right, because the new ones are so good.
Because the new one's fantastic.
Yeah. I can't wait till the second one's coming out. It's coming out pretty soon, isn't it?
Yeah, this summer.
Yeah.
This summer it'll be out. So anyways, we're talking off air a little bit about, you know, flying cars and Back to the Future.
Yeah.
But also... it seems like everybody's Twitter feed, everybody's Instagram, everybody's everything is blowing up right now because...
With one thing.
Yes. And I wanted to talk to you about this. And then I had to think about it. And then we had to talk off air a little bit because I wanted to make sure I wasn't being irreverent.
Yes.
Because you got to be careful, especially when you talk about sensitive issues like anything to do with the Christian life.
Yeah.
Because everybody's so sensitive.
Yeah. Or they can be.
It can be. I got a lot of friends who are currently in Atlanta for Passion, which I think, was it last night the last night?
I think last night was the last of it.
So you work for the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing all this convention stuff and everybody's posting all these things, and not that there's anything inherently wrong with it, but it's like, Chris Tomlin is singing How Great Is Our God in front of me. This worship song is so much more magical now, you know? And, like, people are posting all these great experiences with God, and I've never felt the presence of God like this. And I've been kind of frustrated, to be honest, because I see all this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that theologically incorrect, you know? Because not... I gotta keep saying, not that there's anything wrong with going. Not that there's anything wrong with going.
Yeah.
But it seems like we are longing for these experiences with God somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, we have to put a place to it. We have to be somewhere. We want to go to the mountaintop, but we actually physically want to walk to a mountaintop to have that mountaintop experience, thinking that that place is where we'll have that experience. And I guess in some ways that's biblical, because there were mountaintop experiences, and they were specifically experiences in places. But I don't know, man. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that I don't have any issue with gathering somewhere special in the meaning set apart for that short amount of time, like the dome in Atlanta
was
set apart as a special place for this gathering of all these folks that came together to worship God.
And some incredible people.
And here's some great teaching.
Yeah.
Some of the Twitter things I've been reading on some of the folks that I follow that are over there, they've been, you know, little sound bites from the sermons, which I like those. And I'll retweet some of those because those are good. But I think there's a danger in making, and I think I know what they mean, when they say something like, God is here and I'm feeling his presence. My question always is, if you're a follower, if Christ is in your life as your Lord and Savior, if you've surrendered your life to him, he's with you no matter where you are.
Right.
Even when you're by yourself, you're not really
on the plane going
yourself
to Atlanta.
Exactly. Or the 2.5 day drive.
You weren't 30,000 feet closer to him.
Right, exactly. And I think that what happens, just the nature of the way that we are, we get excited about stuff like that, and then we say things that we wouldn't really say that,
right?
But we're kind of caught up in the moment, mm-hmm. and so we say
the experience
that. So some of the stuff I've been reading, I'm like, really?
Right.
Are you serious? You're kidding me, right?
And
I think part of it is we've been conditioned to experience. Maybe, and even some of the things that we were talking about a minute ago, like with the movies, you know, I love movies. And I one of the things about a movie that strikes me is if I walk out of the theater going, that was more than just a movie, it was an experience. Like I saw Les Mis. We went, Brenda and Emily and I went to go see Les Mis a couple days ago.
I'm sorry.
I walked out of there. I walked out of there thinking that's not just a movie. That was an experience because I'd never seen the Broadway show. I didn't really even know the story. I'd like to think that I'm cultured and educated, and I am, and other things, just not Les Mis. But I was that was well done.
Yeah,
and it was an experience for me the way it was filmed and the way it was just cool.
Right.
And I think that we've kind of that spills over into our walk with God. We feel like that if we're not feeling something,
yeah.
then God's not working in our lives. When the truth is, the fact that we are breathing and that our heart is beating and the sun is on its way up right now at this moment as we're speaking, God is working. God is actively working in our lives. And sometimes it is in small, undiscernible ways, or maybe not undiscernible, but small ways that we have taken for granted and we forget about.
Right.
So when this big, gigantic, exciting thing, like we do it every year for camp. You know, we've got three
camps. You're Baptist. You go to like 14 different conferences. And
only three camps in student conference. That's all. Don't give me any Baptist exaggeration. We had just under 10,000 people there.
Yeah, of course. Pastor count.
But exactly. So, but we do that on purpose for the reason that we do that is we pull the kids out of their regular routine and we intensify the teaching and we don't manufacture the worship experience. We just have a group get up and lead us in singing, and then whatever God does in that context during that week, you know, then we just, you know, we want that to happen. We don't try to orchestrate God's spirit moving.
Right.
We just have a place set aside where all the distractions of the world are gone, hopefully, except when they start, you know, finding their boyfriend from another city from last year or whatever.
Yeah.
But we try to remove that stuff so that they can really focus in. Mm-hmm. So those if you do it like that, kind of as a milestone thing, then that, I think that's a good thing. That's
right.
And we all need, Jesus retreated from the people. You know, he
spent but they himself weren't laser teaching, lights.
But they weren't laser lights. And that's, you know, part, like of that, it, yeah. part of that is that that's a huge cultural discussion. And that's a huge, we can open it.
You too, Vertigo, Static Radio.
Good morning.
Joining us in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Hey.
Hey. That was very tender. That was very tender and friendly. Hey.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that again later on the podcast.
On the podcast.
That really?
That was just so funny.
How was that funny?
It
was
joining us in studio, Sam Swan. Hey.
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 Hey, Sam Swan.
Hey.
How's it going, buddy?
Sam Swan is glad to be in the studio.
My heart is happy right now. Today's my son's birthday, and I just got a great text from my wife because my kids are sweethearts.
Isn't that cool when the kids do nice things for each other?
Without
having to be told.
It just owns me.
Yeah, we experienced a little bit of that during Christmas. We had all our kids home and our three grandsons, and it was funny. It was awesome. My second daughter and her kids, the twins and her husband, they got there the day before, and then my oldest daughter, Stephanie and Dane, and Jonathan came. Jonathan was been in the car for 5 hours driving from Hobbs to Albuquerque. He was tired. We got this cool VeggieTales nativity scene.
Oh, okay.
That we had set up, and he came in, and that's the first thing he saw.
Oh, yeah.
So
who's baby Jesus?
It's just one of the little vegetables.
Oh, okay.
But
which one? That's what she wants to know.
It's not one
is
particular.
It a, oh, is it the
peas
or
the lambs? No, Junior Asparagus is the little drummer boy.
okay.
It's actually pretty cute. Larry is one of the wise men.
Who's Mary?
Mary
oh,
is just one of the
girl?
No, it's just another one of the vegetables. It's a generic vegetable. I think they did it on purpose. I don't think they gave the main roles to... The main roles are played by lesser-known vegetables. One of the kumquats. I don't know.
There you go.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
So he comes in and he starts playing with that, which is really cool. It's there to be played with, not just looked at.
Right.
And you know, of course, Papa, me, and Nana, we want to see Jonathan. He just came and he's like, hi, I'm playing with this.
Right.
Because he just turned two. And so he, you know, he's pretty aware of everything that's going on. Yep. So we're, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, nobody could get Jonathan's attention. He was locked in on this thing. Well, Riley, our youngest son, was across the street at a friend's house for a little while. And then when he came home, Jonathan was sitting in his chair eating a little snack, and he saw Riley, and he got up out of his chair.
Wow.
And ran and almost jumped into Riley. So I was like, how cool that he wasn't excited to see anybody else.
Right.
Until later. But when Uncle Riley came in.
That's cool.
When stuff like that happens.
Yeah, because Jonathan's like, Uncle Riley's more my size.
Right.
I can handle him, yeah. Even though, you know, Riley's getting tall. But it was just thank you for allowing me that tender.
Yeah, man.
Papa, dad moment to share.
Those are the best.
It's so cool.
I feel like sharing children moments is almost like sharing YouTube videos. You're like, oh, you have to see this one. And then you end up watching YouTube videos for like an hour.
Yeah.
Because I almost wanted to share my one moment with my niece. I'm not going to. It's not a big deal.
That's cool. We don't want to hear it. Nieces don't count. Those aren't real experiences.
That's all I have.
I'm just kidding.
Is this discussion at all related to the passion discussion?
Not at all.
Not at all. No, because my kids are the greatest in the world.
There you go.
And
there
so
you go.
Are yours.
We're so beyond the passion conference now.
So good. Over that.
I'm excited. It's almost, you know, today's the last day, but we got a lot of friends there, so it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Final day, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's amazing. We just have to, be careful.
Yeah. Right. Like we said.
If there were one I wanted to go to, that's the one I've always wanted to go to, actually.
So. The closest I'll ever get is when I saw Louis Giglio and Chris Tomlin here.
Yeah.
At some random place. I don't remember where it was.
I don't remember where either, but.
It was an expensive ticket, that's all I have to say.
I'm telling you.
I bought that.
That was an experience. It was an expensive experience.
Yeah. Of draining my bank account.
Yeah.
Thankfully, some of the things I've gotten to see, either I was putting the event on. So I got in for free. Although it wasn't free because I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it.
Right.
It was not free.
No. Back in the day when I lived in Albuquerque the first time, and I had a afternoon Bible study on what was called K-Light back then.
No way!
Ooh.
And it was called the Power Source with Sam Swan.
I love this.
Every afternoon, like at 3:20, I would go in and I'd go in on Mondays, and Matt would record I'd record all the whole week's worth of Bible studies at one time.
This is stuff I don't know about.
And he'd run them, yeah.
They would play those.
And so because of that.
I didn't listen to K-Light. It's okay. I didn't know either. It's okay.
No, is this like news that he was on the radio before us? Because this is news to me.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Wasn't that how you met
Gentry? My voice was on the radio. That's how I met him.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's all coming.
I knew there was some weird
old guy connection there.
Yeah.
So, but some of the greatest concerts that I wanted to see when they came through town, I would call Carolyn Rush and say,
hey,
she worked there. And I'd say, Carolyn, hey, I don't know. It's just me and my daughter. Can you comp us a couple
of
tickets?
I'm sure those things still happen when like Jeremy Camp comes through. Everybody will still just call her.
But I will tell you, I got to see Stephen Curtis at the time. He's my favorite anyway. But Stephen Curtis and the Newsboys, which I thought was a weird concert in concept.
Right.
But at the concert, dude, it was... Because you would think that would be two totally styles of music. You know, it'd be like
ask me to sing a Stephen Curtis Chapman song.
Sing a Stephen Curtis Chapman song.
Can't. Unless it's a wedding song.
Good. I don't know.
That's okay.
We're talking about this week.
It's an age thing.
Yeah, in the center console area, as we call it out here. And somebody mentioned, Smitty, Michael W. Smith, of course, you know, his songs. Da, 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 and I'm like,
nope.
I don't know any of his
I don't know what he sings either, honestly.
I don't know.
I'm really
so
do you know?
I wasn't.
There's one that probably everybody has heard, and they might not realize it's his song.
What is it?
And it's one that I swore that if I ever heard it again, because it was played at the end of every retreat and every camp.
Ugh. No, that's not.
No,
that's not it.
It's the friend song, right?
Yeah. But it's not this song.
It's the friend song. This is it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So no one told Eli was gonna be this way.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. No? No, it's, it, but it has to do with Friends. It's called Friends or Friends Forever.
That's a song that everybody...
Friends or Friends Forever, it. If the Lord's the Lord either. Of them.
This is what happens. This is what happens. Everybody says, oh, you know Michael W. Smith. And I say, no, I'm sorry, dude. I grew up with
I didn't say you would know. I said I know. You might know.
But that's what everybody says. Right, that's their go-to. Dude, Friends. And I'm like, I don't... And then I think of this, and then I'm like, oh, I love Friends. That was my favorite show.
I have to be honest with you.
I talk about Friends like
every
day.
I hate that song. Yeah. I hate that song because we used it.
You're Baptist. You can't hate anything Michael W. Smith.
Oh, I can. I don't hate it. I don't hate it, but I dislike it with the white-hot intensity of a thousand suns, okay? Yeah, because at the end of every retreat and at the end of every camp and every slideshow that we showed to the church, and every, that was the song that we played. Right. And all the kids would put their arms around each other and they'd sway back and forth. Talk about experiences. Talk about experiences. And friends and friends
Anytime I hear
forever.
That, I think of that video by Michael Jackson.
If the Lord's the Lord of them and a friend will not say never.
Yes.
Because a feeling will not end. I can't remember the lyric because I have tried to ask God to remove that from my memory. That's one of those songs that I literally, somebody said, this is the greatest song ever, and they started to play it, and I almost came across the table and ripped their throat out in Christian Love, because I just could not take that song anymore. And I know a lot of people my age feel the same way.
Okay. Hey, guys, I have a question.
Yeah. Okay.
Why can't Dalmatians hide?
Oh, no.
Because they're always spotted.
Oh.
I didn't know that, but I figured it out.
Friday!
Fun Joke Friday. Hey, I thought of one.
I've been trying to like hide this
but it
part
came
of
out.
Friday.
I'm glad you did it because it reminded me. I have one that my daughter Stephanie told me.
Okay, I want to hear.
There's two muffins in the muffin pan in the oven.
Okay.
And one of them turns to the other and says, is it me or is it getting hot in here? And the other one goes, ah, a talking muffin. and then there's another set of muffins. And the one muffin says... by Jove, is it me or is it getting hot in here? And the other one goes, it's an English muffin. Stephanie Wilkerson.
Thank you.
Stephanie Wilkerson in Hobbs, New Mexico told me those jokes right there. I hope she heard
Thank
that.
You, Stephanie.
it's bad, but you're laughing. He's
fun
laughing.
Fun Joke Friday.
That's the first time I've actually laughed, I think, at a Fun Joke Friday joke. That was pretty
Whatever
good.
Stops the tears, right, Steve?
Oh, man. That was amazing.
How do you catch a squirrel?
Climb up a tree and act like a nut.
Woo!
Are you serious?
I can't believe I know that one. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I know that one.
I am so proud of you right now.
So it's Friday. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday. Facebook or Twitter.
My fifth grade son keeps trying to catch me on fifth grade things all the time. And I'm like, dude, I was in fifth grade a long time ago.
The stories
have not changed.
Amazing.
It's so funny.
It's just before 8. We got to take a quick break. But let's get this phone call first. Static!
What do you call a cow with no legs?
What?
Ground beef.
Thank you so much. There is construction on Carlisle North at Candelaria. An accident. The central lane is blocked. I-40 west at I-25. And the road is closed on Gonzales at 63rd Street due to sewer stuff.
You never know if there's, like, turtles. I don't know why I always freak out on the sewer.
Well, if there are turtles that
it's
are...
where they live.
...becoming Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles...
Right.
...we have another issue because that means Splinter is somewhere.
Splinter's the good guy.
Who's the bad guy? Splinter is not...
Splinter's the rat
is the
and
rat,
their teacher.
He's like the sensei.
Yeah.
Okay, but it means it's a huge rat somewhere, and I don't want that.
Okay. He's still the good guy.
No.
I know who you're thinking of.
Come
on, you can do this.
No, I'm not thinking of the dude that kind of looks like Darth Vader.
He does not look like Darth Vader.
Like looks like knives everywhere.
Right.
I don't remember his name.
He shreds things?
Shredder. So... Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Splinter has always scared me.
Why?
Like, why are they relying on this huge rat? He's terrifying.
Okay, let me get this straight. Okay, I'm sorry. By the way, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in Mexico joining
just
us.
Just hearing this random third voice in this.
That's your look at traffic.
So, traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports. Anyways. So let me get this straight.
No, Splinter's a huge rat.
You are terrified of a giant rat. However, huge life-size turtles who dress like ninjas are totally acceptable and appropriate.
Yeah, they talk cool. They eat pizza.
Okay.
And they're a lot more endearing than a huge rat.
That doesn't freak you out in any way,
and
but
turtles
a rat
are super cute.
Who has a cane and can like barely get around because he's like the rat Yoda.
It's because he shouldn't be alive.
Oh, wow. All right.
It's funny what even we can accept in our animated life.
Okay, can we talk about Shredder for a second?
We are not talking about the Ninja Turtles.
Hold on, I just have a few questions because I don't remember this from my childhood.
I just have a few questions. And then a follow-up, please.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, where is he from?
Who, Shredder?
Yeah.
I mean, wait.
Shredder.
We're talking Shredder, not
Splinter?
Yes,
I understand Splinter and the turtles.
See, I don't remember. It depends on if you like are the movies or the comics.
I don't
or
read the movies.
I don't, got me. The
like
movies,
all of a sudden,
really? The
all of a sudden, Shredder out of nowhere, and then Vanilla Ice.
That was the second one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I had that tape.
It came
so
from
did
that
I.
place
VHS.
That all cartoon enemies come from.
Right.
Bad guys.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a land.
Yep.
The bad guy land.
The land of bad
island
guys.
Island of bad guys.
Yeah. That'd be a cool anime.
They all
movie.
Hang out on this island together, plotting their next evil.
That's right. And they get to pick their nemesis is going to. I want the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. So Shredder got those guys. That was it.
You can have Underdog.
I am bad. That is good.
Wreck-It
Ralph.
Yes.
It's a good movie.
Yes, it is a very good movie.
Today is Friday, which means Fun Joke Friday.
Yes.
And I'm sure you have plenty to get to if you would like to post a joke. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, #FunJokeFriday.
Alrighty. All right. What do you get when you combine an atheist, a dyslexic, and an insomniac?
What?
Someone who stays up all night wondering if there really is a dog. Okay, next.
Wow, man. Wow.
Okay, this one's from TJ. This one's from TJ.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I have to comment on everything you said.
No, this one's from TJ, not from me.
Okay.
Tony Romo walks into a bar to watch the Packers in the playoffs. Go, Pack, go!
Too soon.
My heart, it is.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
hey, you're gonna be all right.
I'm okay.
I just know that there's an intense cowboy fan in this room, and that your wife is probably listening, and she is also a crazy cowboy fan.
You are the person who normally doesn't care about sports in any way, shape, or form unless it becomes personal and real.
Yeah.
You know they're all human beings, right?
Yeah, but usually they're just on a screen and then they're not real.
So Tony Romo, all right.
What did he do?
He's 1-5
in big games.
Big games.
Yeah.
All right. I should say he was 1-5 until last week.
Oh, no.
He was 1-5.
Make this personal. Right? Make this personal. I have to have something
quarterback
emotional.
Quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Nope.
Quote, unquote, America's team. Not my team, but apparently America.
Still not.
All right.
Still not meeting my
heart.
Okay.
So that position is either A, the most coveted position in all of the NFL, or the most hated, in my opinion.
Still don't
care.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot of pressure on Tony Romo. He's 1-5 when it comes to a win or go home game, right? Like playoffs or, hey, if you win, you're in the playoffs. If you lose, you're out of the playoffs.
Pause.
Okay.
In a movie, why do I care?
Okay. Tony Romo.
I need something about his past.
In the last few seasons has made all these mistakes and he's like, finally to a point where I'm putting that behind me. This year, we're going to win. I've got a new baby. I've got a wife. I've dedicated my life to Jesus.
He's going to win.
True story.
Yeah.
True story.
Absolutely.
Follower of Christ. He was actually at Catalyst last year.
Yeah.
Blindside 2. Okay.
Right? So like, new commitment. This is what I'm going to do. And
live my life right.
And his wife's in the stands with him. And the little baby watching the game.
This became Rocky 8.
And since the beginning of time, right? In the beginning God created, right?
Yeah.
He created heaven and the earth and all of these things and the Cowboys and the Redskins and that was it. And that's like the rivalry, right?
Yeah.
So it's like in Washington where he's already hated.
Yes.
And the winner wins the division. The loser goes home and doesn't play football until August.
Oh, and he had to go home. Okay.
So he's in Washington, 1-5.
It.
And all of ESPN and everybody's like,
he is Tony
this is
Romo.
It. This is it. He's not going to make the same mistakes. He's not going to have, because last time it was turnovers that cost him 14 points, and he's not going to have the same turnovers, and he's smarter, and he's grown as a man, and he's like, it's on my shoulders, and I've taken the world on. I'm Tony Romo. So the Cowboys are fighting, right? And it's back and forth, and it's a really close game, and it's crazy. The Cowboys get the ball back with what? It was like 4.5 minutes left, right? Something like that?
There wasn't
something
much
like
time
that.
Left on the clock.
A few minutes left. I mean, this is it. Okay, Tony Romo gets the helmet on. He's already had a couple interceptions, and it's like, dude, this is it. Do you understand? There's a few minutes left. It's all down to this. And on the very second play, because the first play, I believe, was a run, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I've tried
I'm sorry.
You're telling the story, and there's no Kleenex in the studio at all.
DeMarco Murray, their running back, I think, ran for a few yards on the first play. So it's second and short, and so it's like, cool. So maybe I'll do a little dump, like screen pass, maybe a little...
Short pass
right here. So Tony Romo goes back. And it's like slow motion now because it's
heartbeat.
Like, this is the game, down by three. A touchdown wins it for the Cowboys. He looks right. He looks left. There's a man open 8 steps in front of him. He lets go of the ball. Wait! Because as he lets go of it, he realizes, wait, there was a linebacker right in front of him. No! And the linebacker catches it and takes the ball the other way for a touchdown.
Oh, my gosh!
Redskins score.
Yeah.
They are now down 10 points to... Two scores in like 3 minutes, and there's no time. I mean, that's it.
Why don't you just give me a paper
takes
cut
it the other
and pour
way.
Lemon juice in it.
Sorry.
You know, and everybody started blaming Tony Romo.
So now he's 1-6 in big games. But I'm going to tell you,
Tony Romo did not give up nearly 200 yards rushing to the running back for the Redskins.
Yeah.
It's not his fault.
Did you see DeMarcus Ware get juked out of his shoes by RG3? That kid is legit. Can I just say that? I'm sorry. This is hurting you. This isn't helping.
No, it is. Now,
Alfred Morris and RG3 are two of the scariest people to have in the backfield.
I'm a big enough man to admit that the Cowboys lost that game.
Yeah.
The Redskins won that game. Let me say it that way.
Yeah.
RG Lee. I hadn't seen him. I'm sorry. RG3. Thank you. RG Lee is a whole other different guy. I hadn't seen him play much this year.
Yeah.
That dude, he is going to be a superstar. He's already a superstar, but he's going to be a superstar quarterback in the NFL. There's a lot of things that Tony Romo got blamed for that it's not his fault.
So, okay, how about this? Because that's like now you're depressed. Okay, how about this? There's a child raised in a military home, loves the Lord, awesome dude. Kind of smaller. He's not the biggest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Goes to Baylor, wins the Heisman Trophy, which is like,
whoa, here's what you just did.
Right?
Spoke a different language.
Okay.
Speaking.
Oh, dude. Yeah. So he wins the Heisman.
What the heck is
rookie
that?
Rookie quarterback. And it's like, rookie quarterback. So you're going to get destroyed in the NFL. And then that's RG3. That's actually who beat the Cowboys. Who is now going to the playoffs.
So now the movie has two stories. And you don't know what to do.
Because the good story is, RG3 is a really rad dude.
Okay. Yeah.
Loves the Lord. Walks up to Tony Romo at the end of the game. Did you see this article?
I did not.
Walks up to Tony Romo at the end of the game and whispers something in his ear. Like, pulls him close and says something. And everybody's like, what did he say? Oh! And later this week, actually, they asked him exactly what he said. And Tony Romo said it as well. He walked up to Tony. He said, Tony, you are one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen. This is just a game, and it means nothing.
Yeah.
Don't listen to what anybody is going to say the rest of this week about you.
So this just turned
into... Cool?
That is really cool.
What a word of encouragement.
Right!
Absolutely.
And the time where he's like, I'm a rookie, and I just want him celebrating everything. Except instead, he went over to the other quarterback and like gripped him and said, hey, bro. I just want you to know that you're incredible, and it's easy for me to say because my team just beat the crap out of you, but I want you to know.
Okay,
I'm just kidding.
So this, you know what this turned into? This just turned into when you're watching like the National Geographic channel and there's animals, like the lion is chasing the antelope, and you're like, no, don't kill the antelope. No, but it's nature and it has to happen. But somehow...
So it's natural for the Cowboys to lose, is what you're saying.
How did we get to that?
This is the middleman.
Oh my gosh.
Is not what we're talking about.
The Cowboys are always going to be the antelope. No.
I don't need a Kleenex right now.
I need a lesson in anger management.
That's what I need.
This is what happened. So the antelope gets away.
Ah, yes.
The antelope gets away. Uh-huh. And you're like, well, now now the lion's gonna die, and because she can't feed her cubs.
Oh.
And oh my gosh! But then you're like, okay, well, this has got to turn around. And then she catches the antelope, and it's like a big victory, and it happens.
And all that's the just antelope
children. You feel sad, but you feel happy at the same time because she's living, and yeah. Poor antelope. We didn't really get
that's
to know
how that works in my world exactly. But I saw The Lion King. They're all friends. They all hang out. And they're right. All at Pride Rock as friends. Nobody eats anybody.
It's the circle of life.
Hey, what are you doing? Awesome. I've never seen National Geographic. You just ruined it.
Can we talk about something really important?
Mufasa
talks about the circle of life and how the antelope, the lion eat the antelope eat the grass, and the lions die and they become the grass. It's not biblical.
It's not, but it's very Disney. That's for sure. There's two philosophies in life. You've got biblical and Disney.
Oh, man.
And Disney is oftentimes not biblical.
I would like to thank TJ for the derailment of the last 10 minutes of show over a Dallas Cowboys joke.
Oh, my God.
So, Static.
Hello! Oh, my God. Romo!
Dude, I'm not a Cowboys fan, but my heart broke for him. I felt
I'm not a Romo fan or a Cowboys fan, at that, but I think Romo's a good quarterback. I don't think he's a bad quarterback.
I agree, man. But it just hurts because until he actually does something significant in the playoffs, he's going to be that guy that is always going to be labeled a terrible quarterback, no matter what.
It's happened to some of the greatest quarterbacks in history.
And I also think what you gotta remember that there's people that are supposed to be protecting him.
Yep.
And if he's not protected and he has to scramble and run and throw passes that he normally wouldn't do, then you gotta look at that too. So
he's the next Dan Marino.
I know how Phil's Rivers had he was number two in interceptions.
Yep.
Anyway, I got a joke.
Okay.
Hi, so knock knock.
Who's there?
Madon
who?
Madon foot's got the door.
Oh, man.
That was for the kids, man.
Let's keep it for the kids. Thank you.
All right, love you guys. Hey,
love you, buddy.
Out here in Cruces.
What?
Well, I don't know what he said.
I don't know what he said.
I don't know.
Something about cruises.
And then his phone.
I'm glad he edited to that.
I was really afraid.
That's good. The Last Bison, song called Distance. Static Radio.
Good morning.
Fun joke Friday.
That it is.
Yeah, joining us in studio right now, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Good morning.
How's it going, man?
It's going wonderful.
Nice.
Wonderfully.
Yeah.
Wonderfully.
My apologies to all those who understand grammar.
Just Thebes, don't worry.
And my wife. I'll get a text at some point.
Yeah.
That's
but
right.
She thinks you're awesome.
One of my youth workers in Cruces used to, when I'd say something, y'all be safe, or y'all, I'd say, y'all drive safe, and she'd say, Lee.
Safely.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. But it helped me. It improved my grammar.
There you go. Because then you notice it.
I did.
If people pointed out that, I mean, I used to say some, yeah.
I suppose I should act educated, given the fact that I am, or should be, or thought I was. I don't, I don't know.
So I got a list.
Okay.
You know, end of 2012, beginning of 2013. I got a list.
Okay.
From 2012.
The top 10 things of 2012?
Kind of. The top 10 most popular Christian tweets.
Ooh. I always love these. We need Celeste in here for this, too.
Of 2012.
For Christianese Dictionary.
And now these were people that were vocal about their faith, and these were ones that had the most, you know, retweets, the most, you know, people with the most followers who said some of the, I don't know.
Most profound.
Yeah.
Or otherwise.
So it's based solely, actually, on retweets. So...
So this is just statistical.
Let's take a wild guess. Who has? I shouldn't start.
Is
with
it? A, is
one,
it a verse?
Right?
Yeah. Start with 10.
I'll start with 10.
Go backwards.
I'll go backwards from 10 to 1 because
you have to build the anticipation.
You got it. Yes. And you know the person who tweeted the number one tweet I'd like to see if you guys could guess.
I have two guesses for the number one.
Oh, actually, okay.
Who it is?
Before I read any of these,
because it'd be hard to guess what they might have tweeted, but to guess who it is.
Yeah, guess. Okay, who? I have. Let's see if there's a total of 10 people on this list.
Yeah, who?
Oh, so there's like a famous person. That
or whom? Whom?
Yeah.
Whom?
I always get that confused.
Okay.
The person.
There's 10 people. It's 10 totally different people. Oh, okay. So, you guys want to try and guess who are the top 10?
So you're going to say the tweet, and we're going to try to guess who said it? Is that what it is?
We could do that if
famous
you want.
Famous people.
I mean, they're all pretty similar, trust me.
Oh, okay.
I know one. Well, maybe
well,
not. No,
by
I
the
don't.
Title, I was thinking that.
Try and guess. Okay, top 10 most popular quote-unquote Christian tweets of 2012.
Okay.
Not what they say, but who they are, like who the people
yeah.
are?
Yeah.
Okay, Tim Tebow. Sorry. That was my guess.
She's not playing right. She has to read the tweet first.
No, she just ruined it.
No, I didn't.
Number one. Number one.
That was my guess. That's the only person I could think of.
No, that's a good one because he was number one.
Okay.
Tim Tebow.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
Who's that?
He's this guy who was a really good college football player. Hasn't really done much.
Hasn't really done much. That was an underhanded back slap.
Which is fun. I really like Tim Tebow. I hope he actually goes to
a
team.
He's a great
that
athlete.
He can play.
And that they'll utilize his skills the way he, like the Redskins have done with RG3.
And to be fair, he did take the Broncos to the playoffs, and they did beat the Steelers in the first round of the playoffs.
Yes.
So before I get a bunch of emails, he did do some things.
Yes.
But then he sat on a bench all year for the Jets, and it was ridiculous, and I felt bad for him.
I did too.
So I'm really hoping that I don't care who takes him.
Yeah.
Somebody takes him and he actually gets to play.
Right. And to answer your question, Mitch, no, I do not follow him.
Okay.
I don't either.
My list of following is short because I get tired of all the notifications. So-and-so had tweeted that. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you would have definitely gotten tired. I'm shocked that I don't have any, that I don't follow anybody who follows him, apparently, because this was the number one most retweeted Christian tweet of 2012.
What is it?
Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God.
Somebody retweeted that.
Really?
I saw that retweet.
25,673 people retweeted that.
25,000?
That's amazing. Yeah.
He has 2.1 million followers.
Yeah.
Are we sure that's under 140 characters? Just kidding.
It has to be. It's
kidding.
Twitter.
Oh my gosh, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
you suck at taking
you
notes.
You want to try and take a guess at
how
anybody else on this
list? How many followers does
he have? Yeah, read the tweets.
2,071,462.
Okay, I'm going to go to my Twitter thing here.
Don't do that. It'll just hurt.
It hurts.
I need a little pain in my life. Okay. Oh, I have 153 followers.
There you go. Oh,
that's pretty
good. I don't even have 200.
You just got a Twitter. Okay.
You just got that.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
I've had it less than a year,
I think that's more than Mitch, and she's had it for years.
In June, it'll be.
Gosh, it's so true.
Hey, it's okay, right?
No.
It's okay. Okay. All right, I'll read the tweet. You tell me who said it.
Okay, we're going to guess who said it.
Okay.
All right.
On this Good Friday, envision the Savior on the cross, bloodied and cast in shadows. Listen as heaven whispers, for you, my child, for you.
Mark Driscoll.
Nope.
John Piper.
Nope. That's funny. Seems. Any other Reformed theologians you can name?
I thought we were going with the theme here. Skip Heitzig.
Nope.
No. Someone famous.
Mm-hmm. Because those guys aren't famous enough.
No, Franklin Graham.
Nope.
Is it an actor?
No.
Greg Laurie.
Hey, here, how about this?
Is he a preacher?
I'll even help you guys with each one.
Okay.
How about
this?
I will tell you what their profile says if I can. Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is his profile.
Okay.
Minister, author, husband, dad.
What? Joel Osteen.
Counting on heaven to make sense of this earth.
No, it's not Joel Osteen.
Lives in San Antonio, Texas.
Joel Osteen.
Max Lucado.
Booyah!
Yeah!
Wow, good job.
I was going to guess that before you said
Joel
San Antonio, but when you said San Antonio...
I didn't even know he lives in San Antonio.
Is he Houston?
Joel.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, next.
That had 5,318 retweets.
Wow.
Number nine.
That sounds Lucado-ish, actually.
Number nine on the list of the top 10 quote-unquote Christian tweets of 2012. Someone loved you so much that he died for you. His name is Jesus. That's simple enough.
Yeah.
That is.
His profile says, love God, love music, love people.
Chris Tomlin.
Nope.
Louis Giglio.
Nope.
Love music.
Michael W. Smith.
Nope.
I'm. Are we guessing in the right direction? No.
Musically.
Musically. It is musically. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He has 333,000 followers. This tweet was retweeted 6,000 times.
333.
Mac Powell. That didn't help out at all.
Now he's singing some.
Why don't you sing another song?
That's not a song. That's a theme song to a television show.
To a
American Idol.
Show. Mm? What's his face? Philip Phillips. Just kidding.
No, but he, yeah, he's full on.
Was he a contestant?
Yo,
I don't know.
And he lost.
Was he a contestant? As if any of the judges would proclaim Christ? Are you kidding me? Well, sorry, I apologize.
Can I tell you something?
Steven Tyler.
They're celebrities. They'll do anything for attention.
Oh, sad but true.
I don't know. Philip Phillips is the only one I can remember.
I can't.
Is it a female or
the
male?
The only reason I knew is because it's in his little profile thingy. Okay. Colton Dixon.
Oh, I have no idea who that is.
I don't recognize that name at all.
Mm.
No offense to Colton Dixon if he's listening.
Number sure eight, he is. Top 10 Christian tweets of 2012. I'll read it like this. God has you exactly where he wants you.
Are you showing all your teeth?
Learn to be happy where you are, and God will take you where you want
on
to
three,
be.
One, two, three. Joel Osteen.
Yay, good job. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That was,
he has 1.2 million followers.
Oh, I'm glad I just filtered. I just filtered myself.
Yeah, there you
I'm
going
to admit that out loud, so people are going to say, "What were you going to say?" I'll tell you off air.
6,215 retweets. All right, number seven may surprise people. I can't say anything about his profile because all of it is about
him. And
kind of, it's just like
it's a giveaway.
It's a total giveaway.
The Pope. Sorry. Go ahead.
He did start tweeting this year.
Couldn't have written the beginning any better. To God be the glory.
Couldn't
That's
have
not
written.
Fair. Can you...
Oh, wow.
What
Couldn't
does it
written.
Rhyme with?
Tony Couldn't Romo. Have written the beginning any better. To God be the glory.
Tim Tebow.
7,476 Again. Retweets.
Frank Gifford.
He already has 614,000 followers.
Tony Romo. No.
It's the other guy. What's the other guy's name that totally beat Tony Romo?
RG3.
Booyah.
Really?
RG3.
Yeah. Was he talking about the game against Dallas?
September 9th, 2012. I don't know what the Redskins did that day. Yeah.
Was that a Sunday? Obviously, they did well, I guess.
Apparently. All right, number six.
I was just getting into that.
God's timing is perfect. He's never late. Even when things seem to be out of control, God is still working and has a plan for your life.
Oh.
Profile?
Profile says sharing Christ, loving people.
Oh, man, that doesn't help at all. Oh, so is it pastor?
Mm.
Sharing Christ.
Greg Laurie. No.
Mark Driscoll. I'm just going to guess Mark Driscoll.
Well, you
everything.
Said pastor, and I said,
Oh.
So not necessarily?
I can't.
It's another NFL personnel?
No.
T.D. Jakes. Just kidding.
Oh.
No? Okay,
AC Green.
Nope.
No.
What? No, I don't know.
This
Wait,
person.
That's not my Twitter, is
this
it?
This person has 1.5 million followers.
Oh, no, that's not me.
St. Louis.
Kurt Warner.
Nope.
Oh. He didn't play for St. Louis anymore, but.
It's a pastor.
Oh, in St. Louis?
It's a minister.
Minister.
They have Christians in St. Louis?
Yes,
Albert
they do.
Albert Pujols left, and so
oh,
no. So he
there
was
you go.
There. Now he's an angel.
Oh. Well.
No, this is terrible. Eyes. Joyce Myers.
Oh.
Or Joyce Meyer. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I know. It's a minister.
That's what the profile says.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure
Next.
I know who that is. Should I be embarrassed by the fact that I don't know who that is?
I have no idea. Okay. Apparently, she's the Lady Gaga of the Christian world.
Lady Gaga.
That's what this story says, actually.
So is she going to do counseling, too?
Joyce Meyer and Joel Osteen dominate Twitter. She is the Lady Gaga of the Christian
Speaking
realm.
Speaking of Lady Gaga.
That's what it says.
We'll just take one little diversion of your little thing here.
Yeah, okay.
I saw on Twitter today, somebody did a screenshot of an announcement. Lady Gaga is going to start doing counseling at her on her tour, or offering counseling. And
is exactly
it because they listen to her music? Is that what?
I don't know, man. That's exactly why
music,
we need to be all the more loud
exactly.
and out there about what the Bible has to say about things, because people will be getting the world perspective on anything and everything.
Yeah, all the time.
The silent comedy, Bartholomew. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is January 4th.
Yep, 9:20.
AM.
I have to make a very special phone call.
Mm-hmm. You're waiting a little bit later to call.
I am.
This time, which is good.
Yeah, you know, I want him to be awake and alert.
Mm-hmm. And remember.
My son Luke turned 7 years old.
When was he born? Time?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Hey.
Hi.
Chrissy Jeter, everyone. I can't call Luke because he doesn't have a cell phone.
What?
Yeah,
he's
no.
Seven.
Yeah, I know. I know. What kind of parent am I?
Boy, man. You guys are behind.
I know. But can I talk to my beautiful son? Is he near you?
Yeah, he's right here.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Who's this?
This is your dad, bro.
Hi, Daddy.
Wait, who's this? How many people are calling you? has a lot of people
about
called you?
Five?
Wow. That's
awesome.
That is a lot of people, actually.
That many people don't even wish me happy birthday.
You are live on the radio right now, son, because it's your birthday, and myself and Sam Swan and Mitch wanted to call and say, happy birthday!
Thank you.
Yeah, do you want us to sing?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Okay, ready?
Okay.
That's low. That's a little low.
Just start.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Luke.
Or Duke or Lukers or whatever I call you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, son. I love you.
Love you too, Daddy.
Okay, go play video games or whatever it is you're doing that's distracting you.
You didn't go play
video games. Oh my god.
Well, I assumed he was playing video games.
He said I could play video games. I'm so sorry, Chrissy. I'm so sorry. Why would you assume such a thing?
Well, he's distracted.
It is 9:30 in the morning.
He's distracted, and when I'm on the phone and I'm not paying attention, I'm obviously playing video games.
He wasn't distracted.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you are. Are you guys at home? Is he at home?
Yeah,
that he can play video games? Okay, good.
Right. Yeah.
Because he's going to need to play some video games.
I love her reaction. Yeah, oh my gosh, thanks.
Yeah. I had just told him he can't play right now.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah.
I imagine his eyes lighting up. He's saying,
Dad said I could play.
Yeah. So it's cool. I'm the cool one, though, so it's cool.
Oh, oh
my
oh,
gosh.
Sure you are.
You just said that on the air.
Dude.
While your wife is on the phone.
Right, nobody believes
him. I'm the guy who is...
You're right.
I think it's better that you do say things like this in front of your spouse, so then people know.
But see, if it was my wife, and I would say that as long as she wasn't in the studio here with
me. Yeah, see, exactly.
Because she would punch me.
Right.
I have bruises.
Yeah. I love you, honey.
Love you, too.
I may be the cool one, but you're the responsible one, and you're the one that's actually a real parent.
You're
so
cool.
There you go. Which
I
makes
don't know
you
about
the cooler
that.
One. Yeah, this is true. This is actually true. Yeah. Go have fun playing Animal Crossing.
Oh, thanks.
All right. I love
All
you.
Right, bye. Love you, too.
That's awesome.
Jeter family.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is 9:24. I know you stuck around.
I had
like
extra
two extra
time
hours
today.
Maybe
this
one.
Yeah,
you didn't have
good.
To go running
Sometimes
today.
I get like an hour
you
and
can
half.
Do that. You can do that whenever you want.
You said it like I'm just stealing. You just never kicked
I love
me out.
It. That's no, great. I love
That's
it.
Awesome. I have actually today is we call it flex day. Today's my day off, so I don't have to do anything. But it's good because the kids are still out of school.
Yep.
And my wife obviously is not working since she's a teacher. So when I go home, we're going to get to hang out. And we're talking about maybe going to a matinee this afternoon.
Oh, wow. Cool. What movie?
We would like to see Monsters Inc. 3D or Nemo 3D. Nemo's still playing like at the Dollar Movie 3D. So we're trying to decide. We've
so you
seen
either want to
ones.
Cry your eyes out or... Cry your eyes out.
Either
is what
one.
You're saying.
In the first 5 minutes, cry
Thanks,
your eyes out
Pixar.
For Nemo, right?
Dude, can't.
Some of the greatest, but I'll cry in 3D.
So it'll be...
Yeah. See, that sucks.
My
Why
tears
waste the
will
money?
Be more real.
No, because then the glasses will be all jacked, and you're like, this is the worst experience ever.
They should
come
with little windshield wipers. To help see.
I'm
so I don't know
you.
What we're going to do, but I'm just excited about getting to hang out with...
Did you see The Hobbit already?
I have not seen
okay,
The Hobbit
go see that.
Yet.
Go
what are you doing?
It.
Get out of here. Go see The Hobbit.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's my pick. Or, of course, Texas Massacre Chainsaw
Thing. I
can't
wait.
Yeah,
for that
in
3D.
Hey, where did Noah keep the bees?
Oh.
Where?
In the archives.
Oh.
See what you did there.
Thank you.
I like
Fun
that
Joke
one.
Friday, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Sam, thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Out with
this
us.
Is a great morning.
It was a great morning, right?
Wonderful hanging out. Absolutely.
That was fun.
Yeah.
We'll see you again next week?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Sure.
I'll double check.
Why not?
Sure.
See.
All right. I got some more music for you right now from Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. They will be here Tuesday, February 12th.
Mark your calendars. Buy your tickets soon-ish.
Yeah, dude. $15 in advance or $20 at the door, so get them now.
They might not even be at the door.
Yeah. They're probably going to be gone.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Freaks!
I heard the voices, too.
Insane.
Wow!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
All right.
I guess that's it, huh?
9:52 now. It is Friday. Right here, high five. Until Monday. We done. School goes back in session on Monday, so...
And next week, something huge is happening. It is Wednesday, January 9th.
I'm like, what is happening next week? Starting Wednesday and every Wednesday after that, our dear friend Nate Heitzig going to be in studio with us for...
This hour. Well, 9 to 10, actually.
Yeah, on Wednesdays. Shock Therapy Live. You're confusing everybody.
No, I'm just saying that people who are listening now can also be participating next week.
Right.
This hour.
Uh-huh. But on Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays.
So not on
Fridays. Just Wednesdays. I'm sorry. I'm
totally
going to stop.
Screwing everything up.
See you, Mitch.
In the morning.
Stop.
Be.
In the time of chimpanzees.